Welcome to the Accredited Investor Podcast, which you will learn from the world's leading experts, thought leaders, industry titans, and the who's who in business. This podcast provides diverse, high-level, and timely information for accredited investors and those looking to scale their business to the next level. I'm the host, Jonathan Tuttle, founder at Midwest Park Capital, a boutique mobile home park real estate fund, Revenue Send, a leading digital consulting and fractional CMO agency, Business Cash Out, a boutique M&A firm focused on service-based businesses, and a part of the founding team at Wowie Pop, a mood-enhancing kava beverage. This episode is sponsored by Prestige, the world's most exclusive social networking app. All links are in the show notes below. Enjoy the show. Please like, comment, and share this podcast with friends. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. This is video two in our series on how to create a family office. I'm here in Las Vegas, speaking at a conference on the same topic. I wanted to define what is a family office and why would you want one? First off, a family office is a ultra wealthy investment solution for families or individuals who are worth $10, $15, $20 million, several hundred million dollars, or several billion dollars. And there are really three types of family offices: a virtual family office for families that are worth, let's say, $10 to $50 million, a single family office for those who want a dedicated full-time team, and then a multifamily office is really a wealth management firm that's focused on the needs of the ultra wealthy and often serve 5, 10, 20, or several hundred clients that are all ultra wealthy. So why would you want to have your own family office? There's many different reasons. One is that your problems become much more expensive and you're more likely to have complications and problems the wealthier you get. If you're worth $1 million and you make a small mistake on a tax filing or structuring a deal, well, then the cost of that might just be $100,000. You made a $100,000 mistake, might be the worst mistake you could possibly make. Quite likely, mistakes you make might cost you $1,000 or $3,000. If you're worth $100 million, you might make a mistake that costs you $1 million, and you could have hired a full-time team and had 4 to 6 professionals working for you just to avoid mistakes, even if it didn't make you go faster or move with more conviction or due diligence deals or plan out things for the next generation more. It would have helped avoid those mistakes, and just playing defense for you would have been worth it to have your own family office. Other reasons to have your own family office is that if you're like me, you have dozens and dozens of LLCs and equity stakes. Just tracking those and making sure that your LLCs, your trust documents, and everything stays updated and accurate is a part-time job in itself. Tracking deal closings, wire transfers, deadlines, regulatory letters that are coming in. Every single day, probably like me, you're getting letters from different states and different government divisions about, oh, this tax notice is due, or here's your quarterly tax estimates from your CPA, or here's the state of Colorado asking for workers' compensation information now that you have an employee in Colorado, et cetera. You also might have a lot of K-1s that you get every year, a lot of K-1s you need to put out every year. You also probably have a lot of travel going on. And the main point here is that when you have 30, 50 employees, 400 employees, thousands of employees, there's a lot going on with all the LLCs, equity stakes you have. You're much more likely to make a mistake. And one mistake is very likely to cost you $50,000, $300,000, $1 million. And so you want to make less mistakes, but also be better at playing offense. You want to figure out what's the best use of your energy. What are you passionate about? Where do you make the most money? Where's the best ROI on your time and money? And that might be spending time with your family, and maximize that time. If you have a family office in place, then you can maximize the time of what makes you the most money or is going to be the most rewarding personally or monetarily or philanthropically best use of your time. So those are the main reasons why you would want to have a family office. And a little bit about what it is. Essentially, you're trying to holistically manage everything that touches your balance sheet, everything that you do financially. Think about tax implications, about charitable giving, about next generation planning, about your values, which we're going to talk about in the next video. And we have some free tools we're going to give you to use. Besides our book, How to Start a Family Office, we have our dashboard and other tools that are going to make this all relatively simple and straightforward to at least get the very basics of a family office in place. By doing so, you'll be able to sleep better at night, knowing your planning's done well. You'll be able to communicate what your plans and goals and values and vision is to others in your own family or key advisors like your CPA or a wealth advisor or multifamily office you might hire to supplement your single family office or virtual family office. And by focusing your energy to play a more very specific offensive game for your investment portfolio, you can also shore up your defensive strategies and protect your wealth. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Please move on now to watch our third video, which is on our family office dashboard tool and other things to consider when you're just getting started in creating your family office.
Hey, it's Jonathan. Make sure to download and listen weekly as I bring the top entrepreneurs sharing their best insights and timely information. Finally, I get people asking me to help them one-on-one. Yes, I can, but it's very limited. Go to revenueascend.com for fractional CMO and business consulting. For real estate investing, go to midwestparkcapital.com. And those looking to invest or sell their service-based business, go to businesscashout.com. All links are included below. Please like, comment, and share the Accredited Investor Podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening. Thank you.